Steve, you could easily have won that game today. What's your assessment of your team's performance?
Well, I thought we were excellent. We should have won the game, you know. I'll go and see the match referee in a minute. Matt Derbyshire's goal's onside. Let our supporters judge it themselves, but we've looked at it and we've analysed it. It's clearly onside. It's a shocking decision. We've then had a handball, which is so obvious when Carrie Arnus is about to head it into an empty net. And in the first half, in the 40th minute, have a look at that one as well, when Matt Derbyshire's bundled over. We get no decisions. So we have to take that on the chin. This is a tough place to come to. A lot of respect for Charlton Football Club. But we've been robbed today. And it's pretty hard to take. It seems to be a number of times now that I stand here and I point to officials. I have to point to them today. And I thought my players gave me everything. We made positive substitutions when we had to try and win the game. They worked. They don't always work. But I said to the players afterwards, we've got that desire and hunger, then we'll be fine. But we cannot have big decisions in the second tier of English football. The second tier of British football, has to be said. And we have a referee turn up all the way from the northeast and officiate like that today. I'm sorry, the standard of performance is not good enough. I'm not questioning his integrity. Scott's a very honest man. But he must reflect on this on the way home. It's a bad day.
Talk us through the penalty in particular, the penalty that wasn't given. You see the reaction of the players, and that is always an indicator, isn't it? I mean, we don't get the benefit of a replay. I believe that you've seen one, Steve. What exactly has happened in that incident?
Well, it's a great in-swinging corner that's deceived everyone. Carrie's jumping at the back stick, and the big board, I don't know how to pronounce it, but the big board, Bicky or Bicky, whatever how you pronounce it, is gone up and fisted away. It's to the amazement of the Rotherham players, isn't it? Because they all run at the referee when he gives nothing. And to see Matt Derbyshire's goal robbed off, we don't know, we're not in line. We have to respect our assistant referee's decision at the time. But when you come in and you look at that on the television, it's sad, really. It's sad that, because big decisions could tell at the end of the season, and these people will still be in the Championship. We're fighting to be in it.
What is your emotions then when you see those decisions go against you and then Charlton ultimately take the lead with 7 minutes to go?
Well, it's pretty hard to take as well, because I think everyone on the ground would agree the goal was quite scrappy. It's two or three ricochets that all seem to fall in their favour, and to be fair, when it falls for the third time, the boy tucks it away, and that's what happens. You go a goal down, but you have to look for a response. So we should go away from here from 3 points. If we play with the same desire that we did today, we did that against Bolton. This is a new group, it's a new team, isn't it? And you see that way how it can affect things from the bench. You know, we're taking Connor off and bringing Ward, he only gets a goal. We're bringing Hamill on, who I thought was fantastic. I thought Pringle was good, but he just got a little bit tired. I thought Connor probably, first game the other night, probably took its toll a little bit, but I thought Jack Hunt come on and give us a real spark as well. So, and we've got options, but, you know, we need those type of options. But I feel for my team coach coming home tonight. It's a long way back for us. It's a long way for our supporters to travel and those coaches. And I'm sure if they're watching television or on their phones or iPhones, as it is these days, or iPads or sockets, whatever they're called, I'm sure when they look at them on their way home, they'll feel hard, don't they, like I do?
Yeah, they'll be looking at their eye sockets later, Steve. When you sort of look at the impact of those three that came up, these are three new signings that you brought in the January transfer window. They all came on today and had a big impact on this game, didn't they?
Well, we asked our supporters to trust us in what we were rebuilding, and we had to give people a chance in the Championship, Rob. I've repeatedly said this on a number of occasions. We had to give them an opportunity to come and play football in the Championship and earn the right. And then over a period of time, you try and have to brutally assess, as it is, because the demands to be in this league are so high, but you have to brutally assess how you can affect it in a more positive way. I don't think we've signed any player that doesn't affect it in a positive way. And Danny Ward gets the goal. Matt Derbyshire's back in razor sharp form. He's finished. He should be getting away with another goal today. And we've won the game 2-1. And everybody's saying Matt Derbyshire's got 2-2, and he's flying. And I thought Hamill come on. I thought he gives a real spark on the left. He was more direct. Obviously, he's a different type to Ben. And Jack Hunt come on, and he's I've seen the kid play that number of times as well in that right sided role. And I thought he became a real threat. We took the game to Charlton, didn't we, for the majority of the game, and we got wee disappointed. We can only affect our performance, unfortunately for us, is I've tried year after year to try and affect the performance of the officials. And it's fair to say that if I think much more about it, I'll be in asylum by tonight at 11 o'clock.
Derbyshire, is he playing with a new found confidence at the moment, Steve?
Well, he's playing with belief. We told him we were going to give him some games, and we trusted him to score goals, and I was backing my judgment back from the summer. And I thought Matt today covered every blade of grass. I think that I've seen a lot of Millers fans clap him at the end and stand up for him. And that was nice, because he'll have been hotting week after week. But he should be getting away with here with a goal, shouldn't he? And Danny Ward should be the winner. But we can't affect it other than get ready now for Ipswich. They're a top-class side by Big Mick, you know. And I'm looking forward to that. We've got another week on the training ground with this group, and we'll get ready.
A point on Ward, now that he's got his first goal, that will help him as he's bedding into a new club here, won't it? Will help him get off and running now.
Listen, there was a big thing hanging over me overnight. I love to see players respond in training, and Danny Ward has been our star performer in training this week. It's easy to come out and say that he scored a goal. There's one or two members of staff want him to start, but I believe if you play well in the Millers shirt, I've always believed it, and you deserve to play and your performance is good, then you should start. So we left it as it was. There was a call for Jack Hunt perhaps to play as well. So, but isn't that a call for Hamill now? He's back from illness to be playing. And
do you think your players appreciate it though, Steve, that, you know, they've won the game in midweek, you could have made changes, you could have brought Ward, Hamill, Hunt into the team, but you've stuck with the tie?
Well, I told them that your performance is in your shirt. And when I named the team today, an hour or so before kick-off, then that was my comments to them, that there's been a lot of thoughts overnight. There's been a lot of, you know, twisting and turning in my sleep, because I'm the person that has to make that call. But I had decided earlier in the week that I was going to step with the same 11, and players were doing that. That's what you want. Players were doing their level best in training. Hamill Ward was stunning. Jack Hunt came in yesterday and looked like a top championship player. And he's come from the Premier League, it's no surprise. And he looked as if he just displayed the type of composure on the ball and sharpness of feet that he did at Nottingham Forest, and hence why they were perhaps desperately scrambling around yesterday to get him as well. But we had done it.
You know what the final question is going to be? It's the 31st of January today. We've got the deadline coming up. Is there likely to be anything before the end of Monday, do you think?
Well, we're desperately trying. But, you know, we just don't want any players. We want the right players. And, you know, we're waiting to hear one. I think I've said to you before, Rob, we're in a chain with one, so we're waiting on that one. And the other one, we're trying to persuade a club to let them come out. And so one's a defensive-minded player, one's an attacking-minded player. That will be the squad, and then we'll go forward, and we'll always under our chairman, he'll respond to be good in if we've got a knock or two or a suspension or two, and we'll respond accordingly in an emergency loan market. But when we go beyond Monday night, we're here, we're settled, we're ready to go. And if our chairman's listening, I think we might get away for a few days as well when we have that little 10-day break and just bond them a little bit more. And hey, we're embracing the championship now. We should have won today, and it's no reason of Rotherham United why we've no win.
Well done, Steve.
Thank you.